Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, and welcome to another broadcast. We have got the Lund family up, and they're going to be singing Casting All Your Care Upon Him. And they're going to be singing at this time, and then we're going to go right into the message on Exodus chapter number 19. Hope it's been a blessing to you as we run this series throughout this week. Here's the Lund family.
Chapter number 19, we see that the children of Israel, y'all remember now that they were taken from Egypt, they went through the Red Sea, they crossed to the other side, and now the Bible said in chapter number 19 that this is the third month since they came out of Egypt.
At this time, we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday, and this will be part number 2 of the message on Exodus chapter number 19, preparing to meet with God.
I see in the text that there's some conditions which must be met by the Israelites to meet with God. And I believe that we're living in a day where people desire to, for God to meet them on their conditions. We want to treat God like Burger King. We want to drive up to the window and we say, God, this is how we want the worship service to begin today. This is how we would like our burger prepared. We would like it with little lettuce, no pickles, and I would prefer them not to preach too loudly today. And if you can, just cause the preacher not to preach as long for me. We want God to meet us on our conditions. Has it ever dawned you, friend? You say, preacher, churches are dying. No, people are dying. God's still the same God. There's people who will not meet on God's conditions. That's what's wrong with the world today, amen. That's what's wrong with worship. People, man's trying to get God to meet them on their conditions. We want it to be entertaining. We want it to be short. We want it to be finished. But you're not willing to let God penetrate the heart. Y'all listen to me this morning. We don't find it in our Bibles where that the means or the method of how to approach God is for God to meet us in our on our conditions. No, we find in the text that God is holy. We find in the text that God is powerful. We find in the text that what God has said has he has established, and before that they're allowed to meet with God, they have to meet God on these circumstances. What God has said. Now, has it ever dawned on you that the Bible said you must be born again before you can inherit the kingdom of God? Has it ever dawned on you, hey, man, I might need to get born again. I might need to figure out what it takes to be born again so I can, man, meet with God one of these days in eternity. But you know, there's salvation's rarely preached on in the modern church today. We're so excited about the activities that we forgot about that the reverence of holiness. Amen. Somebody say amen right there. So that don't feel good. I'm telling you the truth this morning that if we focus on the activities and the events and we miss who God is, we miss the whole thing, friend. We miss what the Bible's about. Let's notice a few things that it took in order for God to agree to meet with the people. God told Moses he should sanctify the people. He said, preacher, what's that mean? Number one, sanctify them. That's what he said to do. Look at verse 10. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow. This is a process. This is what something happened in a few minutes. Now I lay me down, sleep, pray the Lord, my soul, cape. Amen. I'm righteous and ready to go now. Y'all are laughing, but that's the modern move of humanity to get with God is we want to slap around our prayers and throw around our rituals and oh, we're good now. He said today and tomorrow. That's two whole days. And what are they doing? They're sanctifying. You say, preacher, what's that mean? It means that they're cleansing. They're cleaning themselves. They're purifying to make holy. They're separating themselves away from the world. They're starting to go into a mode to where, man, now they're sanctifying themselves. They're getting their mind right, the physical body right, and the spiritual condition right. And they're sanctifying themselves to meet with God. This is 2 days before they're supposed to meet with God. If I was to ask you this morning, how long did it take you to prepare to meet with God? How long did you spend in prayer? How long did you spend in your Bible? And we expect God to do great mighty things, but yet we're not willing to put in the time or the effort that it takes to meet with God. That word sanctify means to cleanse from corruption. Maybe we need to spend some time. Maybe we need to spend some time analyzing our life, the things we say, how that we treat other people. You know, I found something about myself. In the wrong atmosphere and in the wrong time and in the wrong sleep methods, I can find myself very offensive. Not meaning to be. It's amazing how sharp we can get. It's amazing how quick we can get to respond to things we should never respond to. I see myself doing it all the time. We got to be careful. Listen, to cleanse ourselves from corruption, maybe we need to turn the TV off 3 or 4 days before, man, we go to church. Sit down and prepare to meet with God. Listen, think about your sin, your sinfulness. I got to go on. The word sanctify had to do with their mental and spiritual preparation. They're preparing themselves mentally. If you don't prepare yourself mentally to go into battle or go against in a fight or go in a game, if you don't prepare yourself mentally, you may have the physical strength, but you may get kicked in the face because you ain't mentally prepared, spiritually prepared to take on the challenge. So I will tell you this morning that I tell you we're hurting in our churches today because of the lack of preparation to come into this place to worship God. Look at the old timers. You go back a little bit. They didn't have TV. They didn't have telephone. To have power with God. The main drive for them was not Saturday Night Live or Friday Night Live. Their main drive was meeting with God on Sunday. Their main desire was to meet God. That's why they'd walk for miles to get to the house of God twice on Sunday. Amen. Some of them walking 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 10 miles to get to the house of God. Amen. They had a desire to be in God's house. We jump in the car this morning. We turn the heated seats on. Some of us now, praise God, that new truck I got's got a heated steering wheel. Who in the world would think that we needed a heated steering wheel? Thank God it's good. I like it. Amen. You know, you ain't got sweaty palms. It's all right. I didn't have to worry about walking to church this morning. I didn't have to worry about, man, how I was going to get here. I just jumped in the car and came. You know, the first time that the word sanctify is mentioned in the Word of God, I believe it's the first time, it's mentioned in Genesis chapter number 2. And it's mentioned in this context. After day 1 through 6, God has created the world. And the Bible says on day 7 in chapter number 2, when the heavens were finished, He established a day, on the seventh day, He established a day of rest. I want to read that for you. Genesis chapter number 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended His work which He had made. And He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Now, we understand what God does is holy, right? God didn't need any rest. He's God. He didn't need the rest, but He knew that you and I would need rest. And this is what God did. God sanctified it. In other words, he did this right here. Remember what I said about the word sanctify? It means to set apart. They're all His days. God didn't create just one day, the next day. They're all God's days, amen. He just wanted us to have a time set aside to worship God in spirit and in truth, amen. And I'm going to tell you something. We are failing even to give God one day now of our time to come to worship before Him. You said, "Bro, I don't like this." I know you don't. I didn't like it either, amen. God took me to the woodshed, and I got the stripes to prove it, amen. It's not fun, but I want to tell you something. We got to align ourselves with the Word of God. He said over in Exodus, He said, "Go into the people and sanctify them today. Separate them apart. And tomorrow, separate this day." Listen, no work to be done in this day. No things to be done in this day. What we got to do is got to separate ourselves. Get them into the mind frame. Get them into the place of preparation to meet with God. Nowhere, not only do we see that there's a need for mental preparation, that sanctify, that mental preparation, but there's also a need to sanitize. So what in the world are you talking about now? Well, look over back over in verse number 10 again. Verse number 10. Exodus chapter 19, verse 10. "And the Lord said unto Moses, Go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them," what's this word here? "Wash their clothes." Let me ask you, Brother Ed, you put a suit on today. What did you do before you put your suit on? He prepared himself to put the clothes on. Now let me say this. There's a need to sanitize. They have been separated. They've sanctified. But now they're needing to sanitize. They're now needing to get prepared for what their outer appearance to meet with God Almighty. In other words, they didn't show up in their ragged old jeans, and they didn't show. Amen. They didn't show. This is what now they may their clothing, their attire. We know that they didn't even get old for 40 years. Amen. Their shoes didn't wear old, amen, for 40 years. We'd understand that when we would get over to the book of Joshua and in the book of Exodus. We understand they didn't even wax old, those things. But can I say this to you? Look here, what they did is they washed their clothes. They made themselves, they prepared their clothing to meet with God 2 days before they was to meet with Him. So what are you trying to say, preacher? I'm trying to say, man, we want to throw anything we got on. Amen. Show up in God's house, act like we're going to work, and it's just come as you are, and we expect God to meet with us, but we've not done any preparation, amen, to get ready to meet with God. We got to sanctify, but we also got to sanitize. We got to get ourselves ready to meet with the Lord. Amen. I don't look across this room this morning. I don't see anybody dirty. Don't see anybody smelling bad. Don't see no odors coming off of you or anything like that. Thank God, amen. But the modern church has got this out. Now, I'm not talking about, look here, I'm not talking about lost people. I got to separate that out. I'm not talking about lost people. I'm talking about born-again believers, amen. I mean, there ought to be a difference in our appearance. If God's on the inside, He ought to be working on the outside, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.